All right, we're going to move on here on the three-point stance. We're going to give out our mid-season awards. This is where we look. The season is now officially half over.
Okay.
So we look at all our players, and we give out some awards for players that we think are doing exceptionally well.
Okay.
We're going to start out with our MVP award. My MVP for this season, half season, is Phillip Rivers. He's averaging 18.9 points per game. He's got 215 completions, 329 attempts, 2,944 yards, 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
And a decimated wide receiver.
Yes, and that's the reason he gets my MVP vote, is because he's been doing it with wide receivers, basically a turnstile at wide receivers. People just in and out, and he's still getting it done.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take a little bit of different angle with my MVP. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to T.O. Terrell Owens, and part of it is just because no one expected this from him.
That's
Everyone
true.
Thought that he was going to come. You know, he's a clown. Mm-hmm. He's a reality show guy. You know, he's just trying to get his last hurrah, Batman and Robin. If he's supposed to be Robin, then I don't know. You know,
I think actually they've been calling Ocho Cinco Robin lately. They've been giving T.O. Batman.
So he has 55 receptions, 770 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
Wow.
Now, if you double that for the rest of the season, we're talking monster stats here for a wide receiver who everyone thought was really his prime was over and done with.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm gonna go with T.O.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's having a great season. All right, we're after MVP, we're gonna move on to offensive player of the year.
Okay.
My offensive player of the year is Arian Foster. Right now, he's got 157 rushes, 864 yards, leads the league in rushing, has 9 touchdowns, also has 32 receptions, 315 yards catching, and a touchdown there.
And it's very likely that you have him on a team with, say, Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, whatever, because he did not go high in the draft.
Yeah, you can have him on your team with another high-profile running back that you got in the first round. So
yeah, I mean, he's definitely been that. I mean, he took the Texans team, which was a pass-first team, and really made him a run-first team.
Yeah, they really have.
And if you're a Schaub owner, you know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Arian Foster has just been lights out this year. He is ridiculous right now.
All right, my offensive player of the year, it hurts me a little bit to talk about this right now because I have him on my team, but Antonio Gates has been playing lights out. Obviously, we just talked about the injury.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know when he's going to come back.
But this is a half-season award,
so
we're good.
Half season. So check out what he's done so far. He has 40 receptions, 663 yards, and get this, 9 touchdowns.
Wow.
The dude is a freaking monster.
On a half-season, 9 touchdowns. That
is
crazy.
Some wide receivers, good wide receivers, don't even get that on a season.
So, that's definitely true.
Yeah, for me, that's my offensive player right there.
All right.
Give it to him.
We're going to move on to defensive player of the year. My defensive player of the year is Clay Matthews.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, he's got 31 tackles, 10.5 sacks on the season, and an interception that he returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, he's the man. What are you going to say?
Yeah, he is beast. And you can tell the difference in the Green Bay Packers defense when he's in and when he's out. They're a completely different unit.
Definitely. I think that he's going to win the award at the end of the season.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, my defensive player, probably not going to win an award. And you know what? Call me partial because we're close to the Lions. But I'm going to say Alphonso Smith. He's a cornerback for the Lions. 5 interceptions, 30 tackles, and 24 solo tackles.
Wow.
For a cornerback, especially for the Lions, that's pretty impressive.
For a defense that's doing that poor, to have a player that's doing that well is pretty
impressive. So, I'm going to go ahead, and my guy is Alphonso Smith.
All right. Next award up is our defensive team of the year, as opposed to just a single defensive player. We're going to talk about the defensive team as a whole for your fantasy team. My defensive team of the year is the Pittsburgh Steelers, the number one scoring defense in all of fantasy. They allow just over 15 points per game, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So just an elite defense, especially against the run.
Yeah, for sure. My defense is going to be the Tennessee Titans. They've been pretty good all season. I think a lot of people thought, you know, they lost Vanden Bosch, Haynesworth, some of their really big, you know, frontline people, and they didn't really think they were going to do too well. But they've actually had a few big games. Honest Rob, can you give us some big games that the Titans defense has had so far?
Yeah. Out of the 8 games that they've played, 6 in standard scoring anyway, 6 of those games have been over 10. And
wow.
Six nice. In the double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their most notable games lately, at Jacksonville, they put up 17 points in standard scoring, and the Philly game they put up 15. Both of those games with the Jacksonville, they actually only allowed 3 points and 3 interceptions, which, you know, they certainly won the turnover battle there.
Wow.
Philly, 2 interceptions, 2 fumble recoveries. They did allow 19 points, but they did have that touchdown, which always really adds to the defensive scoring.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's my defensive team right there.
All right, we're going to move on to our Rookie of the Year award. Rookie of the half year, I guess I should say. My rookie award goes to Mike Williams of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So far, he's got 36 receptions, 559 yards, 5 touchdowns. He does have 3 fumbles, so yeah, he needs to work on that.
Needs to get that under control.
But other than that, I mean, you're talking about a rookie coming out looking like he's going to get, you know, if you project it out for the season, 72 receptions, 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns. He's looking like he's going to have a monster season.
Yeah, definitely. So,
for a rookie.
Kind of reminds me of like a DeSean Jackson maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's got the size too. He's a big guy.
Yep.
So that's always a good thing. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit different on my rookie. I'm going to go Javid Best. I understand lately he hasn't done a whole lot. But the Lions backfield, it would kind of be lost, I think, at this point without him. He had some monster weeks the first couple weeks, then suffered the toe injury, which has kind of been holding him back a little bit. But I also think, forecasting a little bit, I think with Drew Stanton in, I think he's going to play a more integral role. He's definitely catching balls out of the backfield, a lot of sweeps, screen passes, and that kind of thing. And I think for a rookie, I mean, he's kind of turned a franchise around, and that's what you're looking for your rookie player, to come in, kind of bring a new spark to that team, and that's what I think Javid Best has done.
Definitely. We're going to move on to our pickup player of the year. This is somebody you grabbed off the waiver wire, most likely, who has been a big boost to your team.
Yes.
My pickup of the year is Michael Vick, who is the best dual threat quarterback in the NFL right now.
He's sick.
And no one really expected him to start. You know, I mean, you heard everything about Kevin Cobb being the starter, and you know, Michael Vick has come in and just done great in relief of Kevin Cobb and earned the starting job back. He's got 7 touchdowns throwing, 2 rushing, a 105.3 quarterback rating. He's off the charts right now. He's just...
And the funny thing is that he's actually better now than he was in Atlanta, because now he has the weapons around him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, you really can't undercut his importance to that team right now. I mean, I think he could win the MVP for the you know, NFL by the end of the season.
Yeah, and if you grabbed him off the waiver wire in your league, congratulations. You just got a number one quarterback for nothing.
Exactly.
Definitely. I just want to point out, too, here, guys, for all the games that he's completed the game, all 4 of those games, he's scored over 20 in standard scoring,
nice.
Which that I think that even outdoes Rivers' average.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so if he continues on that route without getting injured, I think he's going to rise to number one.
I definitely agree, yeah.
Okay, I need to put mine out there now. I got a little bit of a crush on this dude. He's my guy. Because I had him on my team last year, and I didn't know if he was going to start this year. So I got to go with Peyton Hillis, who got traded to the Browns for Brady Quinn. I just want to throw that out there because that just makes it better. Listen to his stats. 133 rushing attempts, 644 yards, 7 touchdowns. He also has 30 receptions for 299 yards and 1 touchdown. And to top it all off, he has 1 pass for 13 yards.
Wow.
Off the waiver wire, people. Come on, for Brady Quinn. I mean, and you know what? He reminds me of Mike Alstott, if you remember him from Tampa Bay. He's kind of a fullback. He runs like a running back, kind of has the body of a tight end almost, too. He'll run you over. He'll run around you.
Just a beastie runner. And he's a tough guy, too. I mean, he plays through injury. He had that quad injury and just played right through it and still did well. I mean, yeah, tough runner. Looks a lot like Mike Alstott. I definitely agree.
So if you got him, congratulations to you. You just got a starting running back off the waiver wire.
Yep. And imagine if you paired, you could conceivably have paired Peyton Hillis, Arian Foster, and a number one running back like Adrian Peterson or something.
You're just killing everyone in your league.
All right, we're going to move on to our last midseason award here is the best team in the NFL. My best team in the NFL is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Alrighty.
They're 6-2 right now. They're 2-1 in their division. They do have that division loss to the Ravens. That was before Big Ben came back, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the only loss they have since Big Ben has come back has been to the defending Super Bowl champions, New Orleans Saints.
Right.
So sitting at 6-2, tied for the lead in their division, and just playing really great ball with Ben Roethlisberger back there. I mean, this week alone, they had a great game.
Yeah, I mean, they're Super Bowl contenders almost every season. They kind of got a dynasty going on there. So, yeah, definitely one of the best teams in the NFL. My best team, I'm going to go with the New York Giants.
It's another good one.
Offensively, they have just been a beast. You know, Eli Manning came out this season, kind of looked like Eli Manning, what you expect. And all of a sudden, he found Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah.
And it's just been lights out since then. I mean, you're talking, you know, at least 2 or 3 games with 3 touchdowns just to Nicks. You got Ahmad Bradshaw out of the backfield, leading runner in that division.
Yep.
You have Jacobs that's running people over. I mean, so...
Looking a little bit like the Jacobs of old.
Yeah, a little bit.
Jacobs
I wouldn't
old,
say
you know?
He's right there, but he's kind of getting there.
Shades of it.
And then their defense. Just ask Jay Cutler how good their defense is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they
ask
are
just about any quarterback they've gone up against. They've been killing quarterbacks this year.
They are injuring quarterbacks. Yeah. That's their job. So, yeah. And that's what you're looking at when you're talking about the best team. You're looking at the offense that can outscore you, and you're looking at the defense that can keep you from scoring. So I think they really have both of those components there.
Definitely. Giants are we're a top pick of mine also for best team in the NFL. I think Pittsburgh edges them out, but definitely Giants are way up there.
Right.